Oh, it's me.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, demons, it's your boy.
Mint Phantom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Oh, wow. Way to interrupt.
I'm having really nice gummies, by the way. They're called Twin Snakes by Haribo. Everybody should try them. Not sponsored.
All my chat knows Twin Snakes.
No, I discovered this candy by myself.
No. Twin Snakes, Haribo. Twin Snakes is always... Twin Snakes. What are we... Okay, sorry. Oh, God. Twin Snakes. I'm not going to be okay this episode.
You're going to do great. Next week, it'll get easier because I'll be in Japan with you and there won't be such a big time difference.
Yeah.
And also because
you're everybody.
Me.
Welcome back to Minta Matara's summer special episode
22.
I don't know about you,
but I'm feeling
22.
I'm Matara. Hi, everybody. And I'm having candy.
I'm Mint. Hi, everybody. I'm not having candy.
And I have a hot chip for today's episode so I can start lying.
She's going to lie. She's going to eat hot chip and lie. Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Why do you have
excited.
All these hot chips and all these candies?
1 second, I'm chewing.
Oh my God. No, this is not what we're doing. No, this is not how we're doing the episode. No, you answer the question.
I'm putting my candy down. I'm putting it down. Don't hold the gun at me.
This is a podcast. We talk. We literally don't do anything else.
You're so right, bestie. It's just.
And I ask you a question to further the conversation, and you're like, hold on, I'm eating.
I bought four packs of Twin Snakes, and I've eaten one pack a day.
Wait, okay, hold on. Hold on. When you said I've eaten one a day, I thought you meant you were eating one little gum, one Twin Snakes a day. Not like the whole pack.
I'm eating the whole pack per day.
Oh my God.
It's a small pack. Don't act so surprised.
They're not that small.
Okay, they're small for you because you're a tiny little ghost.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I love them. Don't get me wrong.
I have a higher caloric need than you, okay, per day.
If you, listener, right there, listening now, if you have never had Haribo Twin Snakes, not related to Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes, but the gummies Twin Snakes, they're so good. One half is sour and one half is sweet, and they just mix perfectly together.
Good.
All the flavors are so delicious.
They're so nutritious.
What is wrong with you? Why are you saying it like that?
I'm in a good mood.
Oh my God.
Come on.
That's what you do when you're in a good mood.
I am annoying. I really am more annoying than usual when I'm in a good mood.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that was annoying. That was just horny, I think.
Oh, that was not horny. That was...
Yes, it was. You were like, so...
You want to be horny?
Oh no.
We're 3 minutes into recording.
I told you we're not okay this episode.
Oh, please try the Twin Snakes gummies. They are amazing, everybody. They are so,
so good.
They are so worth
it. If you don't live in America, see if you can import them or so. They're so get a friend who can send them to you. They're just amazing. They're my favorite gummies, actually.
But the reason I have them is because I went on a trip with my roommates. Ooh. We went to the United States of America. USA.
Ooh.
USA.
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 USA. USA. USA. USA. USA. USA. USA. And honestly, we went for groceries. We got so much flavored coffee. I got a bunch of these protein yogurts. There's this yogurt there called Chobani Flip, which is just, that one's not protein. That
I
one
love
has a lot
Chobani
of,
Flip.
I just had the, what was the one I sent you a picture of that I had right before the podcast? Chobani
Flip.
Salted
caramel, right?
Salted caramel crunch. Oh, and I got a full protein Danone one, which is 12 grams of protein. I got
I think
another
it's
one.
It's pronounced Danone. Right?
Well,
like the Danone animals, like they had like a Dan, like, they had like a Danone like drinkable yogurt when I was, you know, a kid.
I think
so.
It's because here it was Danone with the French. Yeah. In Canada.
Kanata.
Sorry, Kanata.
You're welcome. And gracias, Kanata.
Gracias. I love gracias so much.
Gracias, Kanata.
Kanata.
Oh,
sorry, you knocked me off guard. And I got another yogurt, which is like 15 grams of protein, and another one, which is 18. They're all so delicious and so good. But most importantly, I got all this hot chip. All right, let me name them out. I got the Cheetos Flaming Hot Limon Crunchy. I got the Cheetos Crunchy Buffalo. I got the Doritos.
Crunchy.
What? Crunchy.
Flaming Hot Limon Crunchy. Cheetos Crunchy Buffalo Crunchy Dorado. What did you say? How did you pronounce Doritos?
You can read them. You can read them.
No, no, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Doritos Dynamite Dynamite Sticks Tangy Fiery Lime Takis. Takis Blue Heat
Takis
Cheetos Tangy Chili Fusion
Fusion. I love tangy. For anybody who is not seeing the picture, it's tangy.
And then another Doritos Dinamite Sticks Smoky Chile Queso.
Smoky Chile
Queso.
Queso.
And then I got three Pringles. I got what is it? I can't read it from there. Adobada.
Adobada.
I feel like my Russian accent really came out there. Adobada. habaneras. And
habaneras.
Elote.
Elote. I told Matar I really want to try the elote one.
Well, but the thing is, the other two are spicy. This one isn't. I can bring it to Japan for you. Genuinely. Say the word. Say the word yes. Okay.
I can also go back home and buy this at my local grocery store, probably.
I forgot you're American. I forgot you were American.
Don't make fun of my culture.
No, I love it. Your culture is very spicy. I'm so happy. So basically we went, we sent out postcards and we got a bunch of this food and we had lunch at the happiest place on earth. Any guesses what it was?
McDonald's?
Happier. I know it's hard to believe.
Denny's.
Happier. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo. Wild Wings.
Okay, I'm sorry. They had a lunch special. They had a lunch special. So we got 10 wings each. Each member of the car got 10 wings, right? And it came with carrots and celery. And it came with fries for free. And it was like $11 or $12 because it was on the lunch special.
Wow, that's actually a really good deal. Also, how much food is in this picture?
So we took one and we brought it to go. Honestly, so when I lived in the States, I lived right near a Wingstop and I'd go to Wingstop and Buffalo Wild Wings quite often. I don't know if it's because I was a much younger woman with a different taste palette. It's a good mid. So the dry rub wings, I had lemon pepper. They were a little too dry, the wing. The rub was amazing. And then I had mango habanero, which was actually really spicy. It's rare that I really struggle with spicy food. It's rare that I struggle with like chicken wings and things like that, right? Not like I'm having, I have Thai food, forget it. Or if I have Indian food. But yeah, mango habanero it gave me a nice kick. It was good.
Well, like isn't habanero like one of those really spicy?
Yeah. Like, I do peppers. Feel like they got kind of cold quickly. It's weird. I don't know if it's like the paper they use or what. Sometimes chicken wings, if they come in like a little basket, they stay hot a little longer. Here, I don't know if maybe the lady just brought them out kind of late to us, but I feel that they got cold pretty quickly. And with wings and the sauce, you kind of need it to stay hot, right?
Do you like a boneless, wingless, boneless?
Do any of those look boneless to you?
Nope.
Yup. There's your answer.
Why do you like having less meat?
Let me explain.
Okay.
I love chicken nuggets and I love chicken fingers and tendies, right? I love them.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I wanted a chicken tendy or a chicken nugget, I would. But what I want is I want to feel like a cave woman. I wanna rip into the meat. And now that I have the nails, like the sauce gets under my nails and I'm like, da, 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 and then I get a little dirty and messy and it's good. I like it. And then I'm digging in the bone for all the meat. I like that. I want to live my most carefree, wild woman life when I'm eating chicken wings. When I'm eating fried chicken wings with sauce on them, I want to feel like a cave woman because that's what they used
to
eat.
Such a freak.
With the French fries and the blue cheese dressing. That's how they used to live back in the caves. What about you? How do you feel about nuggies and tendies and all that?
I don't eat wings like ever. I don't even know the last time I had, if I've ever had wings.
Is it the consistency, the texture, the taste?
I don't know. Well, it's always because I think I associate wings with hot because it's always with like a spicy something or other that
I get you.
But, and also they're just so messy. You're like, I want to feel like a cave woman. I'm like, I don't want this sauce all over my hands.
And then the meat stays in your teeth. So you have to like pick your teeth after.
Did they at least give you a toothpick?
Yeah. You can always ask.
Oh, okay.
I carry them with me as well.
But like, and also the dry rub just sounds so unappetizing. I think like whoever came up with the word dry rub makes
it's
me
good. I think,
but I want to travel back in time and delete those words from that person's vocabulary. Dry rub just never, it sounds like a good thing.
So do you ever have chicken nuggets or tenders?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Basically, my whole hypothesis is when people ask why I don't get boneless wings, I'll always say, because I don't want chicken nuggets right now. I want wings. To me, and I know people are going to say boneless wings are not chicken nuggets, but in my head, essentially, they're the same thing.
Okay. But you're getting less food is my thing.
But it's going to be different flavor. How about this?
Is it really a different flavor, though?
How about this?
It's all part of the chicken. What?
I'm just remembering last week's episode.
Oh God, why are we? Oh no, we're back on the chicken talk. Oh my God, no.
I'm just remembering the chicken episode. Good episode, by the way. Y'all really should watch it. How about this?
Yeah.
I will let you take me on a date to Buffalo Wild Wings and you can have chicken tendies and I or chicken nuggies and I'm gonna have chicken and then we can share and kiss.
You were like, I will allow you to take me to this place you don't like.
Wait, but you said you like the nuggets.
Oh, they have nuggets there too?
Well, the boneless chicken wings are nuggets.
No, they're not. They're boneless chicken
Buffalo
wings.
Wild Wings menu. Okay. Let me hit you with it. Okay, are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
They have tenders. You eat tenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have. Let me send you the menu right now. Hold on. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Potato
wedges. All right, mozzarella stick.
Potato wedges.
Cheddar cheese curds. Fried pickles. Have you had fried pickles, by the way?
I love fried pickles.
I love fried. Look at the calories.
Holy. Yep.
Everything pretzel knots. Yes.
The cheddar cheese curd. Oh my God.
Know.
The onion rings. Why are onion rings so? Oh, is it because of their beer batter?
I just think they're fried. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So they have
God.
Traditional wings, boneless wings, cauliflower. Okay. Whatever.
Hold on. Before you continue, the onion rings are 1,430 calories.
Oof.
Just for anybody who's listening.
Don't boneless wings, though, like, how are boneless wings not chicken nuggets? Look at them.
I also just don't understand.
Fork in them. No?
How do boneless wings occur? Shouldn't the wings have bones?
Well, this is where the chicken nugget conspiracy come in. They're chicken nuggets. What is the difference between chicken nuggets and boneless wings? Bam. All right. Are you ready? Boneless wings.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I'm holding on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
For a hero till the end of my... Okay. Boneless wings come from a different cut of chicken. On the other hand, chicken nuggets are made from various parts of the chicken. So basically... Boneless wings are not wings. They're a small piece of chicken breast. So you're basically getting fried chicken breast.
Okay.
When you're getting boneless wings.
It's not wings at all.
It's not wings at all. It's a chicken breast. So when you say I'm getting more meat, I'm getting more chicken breast meat. And I don't want chicken breast. I want the wing, baby. Let me suckle that
wing. Does it really taste that different, though?
Well, like I said, let's go on a date. Take me out. Not like with a gun, but on a date. And let's find out. Let's fuck around and find out.
Okay.
Yay!
We were supposed to go through a drive-thru and Taco Bell.
I know. You know the worst part? I actually tweeted out asking people for recommendations for Taco Bell. And I narrowed it down to the Crunchwrap Supreme and the little like... Cinnabon, whatever they're called, little things, and a little spicy potato taco and the Baja Blast.
More.
And then I got too full from Buffalo Wild Wings and I fell asleep on the car ride and my roommates didn't wake me up to go to Taco Bell, even though I told them a million times Momo has to try Taco Bell. So I have this tweet where I asked about like, hey, what do I get from Taco Bell? And I got nothing.
Oh my God.
I'm such a liar.
Fraudster. Yeah, you're a fraudster.
Can you believe it?
Every Momo is so disappointed right now.
I know. Do you have like kind of a go-to? Okay, because one thing about
I'm going to let you in on a secret, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Taco Bell in Japan with like basically the same menu.
Is it kind of heretical if I... say, yeah, I've had Taco Bell, but it's Taco Bell in Japan.
Let's see. Hold on.
It's like having poutine in Japan,
Bell,
right?
Japan.
It's a little heretical.
Menu. But like, if it's the same, it's kind of, if it's like a McDonald's where it's the same menu, but minus a few differences.
That would be funny. You know? Okay. We actually kind of have to go then.
Yeah, they have. Okay, hold on. I'm looking up. Wait, maybe they have.
Oh my God, look at this dessert. That does not spark joy.
They don't even have like a 5-layer burrito.
Look at this. This does not spark joy.
Oh, that's horrible.
But this...
Hold on. Describe that. Describe that for the listeners.
It's a bunch of these like fried looking tortilla nachos. And on it is just one tiny little drizzle of chocolate sauce. A tiniest. Oh my God, they have a chocodilla. It's a tortilla with chocolate.
Oh, that looks awesome. The chocodilla.
A cheese roll up, plain or cinnamon sugar, also looks pretty good.
Oh my God.
Cinnamon twist.
Wait, the tortilla is totally, I'm going to tie it in. We did the who deserves the kisses last week.
Yep.
I chose mine.
Oh,
to Jericho James.
Jericho, good job.
Jericho James, because your comment said more like hurricane tortilla. And I really liked that vine.
Iconic, show-stopping, one of a kind, never been replicated. For my comment, I pick Ruzvi. I can't breathe.
Ruz. Wait, what'd you say?
I said Ruzvi.
Ruzvi ASMR.
Matara mentioned checking out an ear cleaning place. They're actually pretty relaxing, very ASMR. There's one in Akihabara called Nagomiya. The reason I picked this comment is because if you've been through our Husbando tier list episode, I like them competent. I like them helpful. So thank you for being competent and helpful. I'm going to go get my ears cleaned.
Here's your forehead kiss.
Here's yours. Try to imitate your energy.
Because I was like, I think I'm regretting like offering this.
Never
now.
Regret. Okay.
But they do have a beef crunch wrap supreme on the menu. Mm. So you can get that and you can try it.
Beef crunch wrap. Is that the one with the Doritos?
No. Oh. That is the Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, then never mind. Yeah, okay. I'd like to try the Crunchwrap, but and they probably don't have the Baja Blast.
Oh, probably not. Yeah,
I'm looking for it. I can't find the Baja Blast right now.
We can.
Oh, frozen drinks. Frozen drinks. Oh, but it's not blue. It just says frozen drinks, and then I can't open it. Wait a second.
Yeah, frozen. It says frozen drink.
Okay, it's called Octopus Party Pack. 10 piece, but I don't think this is octopus.
Is it made for?
I don't think it's made from octopus. Why would they call it the octopus party pack?
What do you mean octopus party pack?
Here. I'll show you the name of it. It's called Octopus Party Pack.
You mean taco party pack?
For me, it shows.
Oh, your
party pack. Oh my God! Wait, am I accidentally sending these? No, I'm not sending these to you. I'm sending them in the Discord.
Okay, so.
Oh, is it my translator?
It's the translator. It translated taco like because the taco is in katakana. Taco. It translated it to.
That's so funny. Oh, that is actually so really funny. Octopus party pack.
Mine says taco party pack.
Party pack. That is okay. That's kind of funny.
Wow, good job, AI.
That makes me giggle.
Trying to steal our jobs, huh? Mm-hmm.
Never gonna happen. Let me see if is there Baja Blast Taco Bell Japan.
I don't think so because I know people that like live here and then when they go back to the States they like take as much Baja Blast as they can and then they like
my source is this tweet by the way. Okay. We are gonna reference this tweet, so thank you Tiny Sid for this tweet. I just googled it. Japan Taco Bell does not have Baja Blast or Diablo sauce. I repeat, they do not have Baja Blast or Diablo sauce at Taco Bell. February 1st, 2023. Thank you, Tiny Sid, for your hard work.
Oh, that's last week year. I almost said week.
Yep.
That's last year.
Oh my God.
I think we should go.
Wait. I'm so sorry. I'm like stalking this person in a funny way. So I opened their because you know we do this. If you comment on our stuff, sometimes we will click your links. And her top video that's pinned is like her at a Smash tournament showing a little emote that she spams in chat, and it looks like the guy behind her is like he's not tackling her. Obviously, he's just moving her away from the broadcast. But it's just so funny. It caught me off guard because she's so cute with like her little sticker, and the guy's like, and just so we're clear, like she's not supposed to be doing this. Like she's not where she's supposed to be. So him kind of getting her out of the way is not a bad thing at all. But it's just kind of funny.
I can't tell. I think it looks, I feel like it's like a friend or something.
Me too. Genuinely, I really think it's a friend that's like purposely like, you know, doing that. Mm-hmm. Like I also don't think it's like a security because of the way he's dressed, but it's like,
while
we were having a serious convo, I'm like seeing this video. It brought such a smile to my face. I'm going to comment on this. So she'll be like, oh my God, what's going on? And then it's in the podcast.
Amazing. I forgot what I was going
to
say.
This brought so much joy to me. Just her smiling face holding the little.
It's a good video, yeah. Also, sorry to anybody if I'm low energy. I am very tired today.
So. I got you. I'm having a coffee specifically so I can. I got you. I got you, girly.
I got a tea. Oh my gosh. I went to the konbini right before. Mm-hmm. I got like a tea. I got like quite a few things. And then like, today I was in full comfy. Like I was not dolled up.
What were you doing today for everybody listening?
Ah, I just got home from my off collab with Kiwawa.
Wow! I was lurking. I was there.
Yeah, it was so
yeah.
Why? I just said I'm low energy. Don't make fun of me.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
I don't remember what I was saying.
That you just came back from Kiwawa and you were wearing such comfy clothes.
Yeah, I was wearing comfy clothes. My hair was messed up because I took a taxi ride home, and the whole ride, the taxi driver didn't turn on the air conditioning. And this year in Japan is so bad.
I'm not ready for it.
Like the humidity, it alone just drenches you. Like it's girl, it's so bad. I go into the konbini and I get a few things because I was like, okay, I'm going to stream in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I want to have like some breakfast stuff because even though my hotel has breakfast, like it's kind of hard to go downstairs and get it and they don't let you leave. So I'm like, I need stuff quick that I can eat in my room. And so I was getting a few things and the guy was just like, oh, where are you from? Which like, konbini people never talk to me.
That's true. They usually don't ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was asking me a lot of questions. He was like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, you know, my maid cafe. And he was just like, he's like, oh, yeah, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm doing a couple of like various things. You know, right now I'm sightseeing. He was just like, you need all this for sightseeing?
What? Were you saying that in English or Japanese?
In Japanese.
Buddy, like, mind your business.
I was like, huh? And he was just like, is this just for you? And I was like,
he's trying to see if you have if I'm in the hotel room, if you have a secret wife.
But he was like, is this just for you? And I was like,
mind your business.
It's for my friend. I was so taken aback. I was like, no, it's for me and my friend. Bye. What do you mean? I think he was like saying that I was getting a lot of food.
Which, and
that,
like, I was mind like, your business. She's a hungry
mind
ghost.
Your business. Stuff. I literally took out my one drink. I got two drinks. I took out one drink and I ate an onigiri and everything else went into the fridge for tomorrow morning. But I'm just like, what the hell, man?
Yeah. Like, mind your business.
I've never talked to by the konbini people. And now I can never go back. And that's the one that's closest to my hotel. I can never go back.
Because you know next time he's going to be like, hey, so how was eating all that food all by yourself, huh?
I know.
Was he old? Was he young?
He was young.
You know the best part about this, genuinely?
What?
If this was me, I probably wouldn't really mind it. I'd just be like, oh, he's friendly. But because you're an introvert and I know how much that like probably shocked you, the conversation, you will never go back to that konbini.
I'm just so like, why did he even talk to me? I'm so angry about it.
Actually, or like just kind of like, ooh.
Just kind of, but I'm just so, what would have happened? I like left and I was like huffing and I was like, why would he ask that question?
An introvert when you go off script a tiny little bit.
I know. This dang NPC. Mm-hmm. Will you let me check it out, please?
I think the biggest thing is like, when it comes to talking to people is gauging interest, right? If somebody asks me a question, I'm like, oh yeah, da 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 da, yeah, how about you? Keep talking to me, right? But in your case, I'm sure you just answered politely, but very like, mm-hmm, thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just like, it's like, come on, then read the energy a little bit. She doesn't want to talk
like,
to you.
I don't want to be rude. Like, I don't ever answer rudely, you know, like, but I was like, they're just like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm from my main cafe. Mm-mm-mm. Like, I'm not just like.
You're not overly enthusiastic, really, if you're not vibing. I get you.
Yeah. Oh, also, remember how I talked about how wet and like, just like how awful it is right now in Japan?
Yes.
Look at this tweet. This was literally from earlier. look. Okay, for people who are for people just listening, it is like a street in Japan, and it looks like a river. There is so much water. It is just flooding, and like there's this person like taking big steps in the
river. Yeah, huge ones. Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. I luckily missed pretty much everything because when I met with Kiara earlier, mm-hmm. and then we like got food, so we were just in a restaurant the whole time, but mm-hmm. like her manager had to bring something to her, and mm-hmm. it was like, they were like, it's kind of raining pretty badly right now, so I might be a little late. But we did not know at all the extent of the...
Oh, because you were like in the restaurant, you can really see, oh God.
Yeah. So now I'm seeing all these tweets of people being like, look how much rain there was in Tokyo. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Oh, dang.
Did you have a good lunch? Did you have a good stream?
Yeah. See, we got yakiniku together.
Oh, yummy. Did she cook it for you?
Yeah, she did cook some of it, yeah.
Oh, she's so cute. She's so beautiful. I love her so much. God.
I love her too. Oh. We're going to all hang out.
Do you know if she's going to be there still when I visit?
Yeah, she will.
Ooh, perfect. Because I feel like the last few times I've been in Japan, her and I missed each other very narrowly. So, oh my God, I'm excited. I haven't seen her in over a year.
Oh my God. Yeah. Her schedule is like pretty crazy.
Yeah,
of course.
When it comes to this kind of stuff, I never take it personal, right? Like if people are somewhere for work, work first, right? Because you want to keep all your energy for your work, your whatever you're doing. And I wouldn't want to kind of go out. And also when I hang out with people, especially if I haven't seen them in a while, I tend to be a little bit more on the high energy where it's like, I want to talk to you. I want to ask questions. And I'd much rather you have energy for that, right? You and mm-hmm. I, we can do a lot more of these kind of low energy hangouts because we talk all the time, right? But if I hadn't seen you in a long time, I kind of want to be like, hey, how's life? How's everything? Tell me about this. Tell me about that. I'm so interested.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so nice seeing her, though, because it's been a long time for me seeing her, too. So I was like, oh my gosh.
She's so beautiful. She's so sweet. She's the sweetest little angel.
I know.
I love her so much. God.
You know who also mentioned wanting to hang out?
Who?
Ayami Sensei. She wants to hang out with you. She wants to meet you.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. What does she like about me?
She does not like that you're a cockroach.
Gokiburi.
Yeah, she literally was just like, I don't like gokiburi, but for Matara, it's okay.
Oh my God, I'd love to. Ayami sensei, aishiteru.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, because Kiara and I were like thinking maybe of going to Disney, but like her schedule kind of didn't line up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's fine. But I was just like, oh, but you and I were thinking of maybe going to Disney or like, you know, and Ayami was just like, oh, haha. Or rather when I told Ayami sensei, I was just like, oh yeah, you know, Kiara and I were going to go to Disney, but it didn't line up. And Ayami, it was just like, oh, haha, we can go together. Haha, just kidding. Haha. And I was just like, oh wait, but Matara and I said that we wanted to go too. So, you know, if you want to come with us and three of us could go. She was like, really? She's so sweet.
I want to meet you.
Cute. Yeah.
Hajimemasho.
Hajimemasho.
Kakigurumasho. I know, Ayami sensei, I am very much looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
Yippee. The girls who Japan together, love together. Wait, this is actually, before we move on to our topics, you mentioned something that made me want to go back into a topic that I picked out. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
Hold on. Was it before the Kiwawa? Oh, no.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You said something that was going to... It was about introverts.
Oh, How that guy was talking to me, and I was just ask me about my day.
I don't remember now.
Something about your wedding day.
You remember.
Yeah.
Or did I just say it? Yeah, there's a Russian quote where it's like, if you... Wait, did I for real just say it and I just forgot?
No!
Okay, I said it before and you just listened to me when I talk and you remembered.
Yes!
You're so cute. Oh my God, you're in love with me. Oh my God, you're so obsessed with me!
Stop stealing! That's my line!
Oh my God. She hates us! No, I'm kidding. I know sometimes when people in my chat will say it, I'm like, I'm not mint. Stop this.
I know they were doing it before Kiara's stream too, and she was like, what do you mean she hates us? And I was like, just let them do their thing.
Yeah, there's this Russian quota. It's like, if you forget something, you just say, oh, if it's important, you'll remember before your wedding day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think it's important. No, I'm just kidding.
It doesn't matter. We may move on.
Okay.
I feel like there was another thing I had to ask you from. It's because while you were talking, I was doing this thing where, you know, I listen to you when you speak, but I remember making a mental note of like, oh, this is interesting. I should ask her about that. And then where is that mental note? Where did she go? You know?
You are the mental note.
I am the mental note, which is not good. It's not good. Japan, Disney, Kiwawa, you're cozy. Oh yeah, I wanted to ask you way before then. Do you have like any kind of go-to chain restaurant? And I'm asking this for everybody else. Any go-to kind of chain restaurants in the States? We've talked about it before, but like I've always seen the advertisements for Swiss Chalet and I never got to go. It's a thing in America. And same for like TGI Fridays and Chili's.
What's it called?
TGI Fridays?
No, the one before that.
Swiss Chalet.
Swiss?
Chalet.
How do you spell chalet?
Chalet. Swiss Chalet.
Oh, it says it's Canadian.
What?
Canada's favorite place for rotisserie chicken.
Wasn't in my part of Canada.
Oh.
Damn.
Chili's. Welcome to Chili's. What can I get you?
But yeah, what were like your favorite kind of chains for a little bit?
Oh. Like fast food or just whatever?
Up to you.
I don't really do many restaurants. I actually like Taco Bell.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like, I like that I can make it healthy or unhealthy.
Ooh. When you say make it healthy.
Well, it's like I take away the sour cream and I replace it with like a black bean and I were like, you know.
Somehow I feel like the black bean is probably more unhealthy than the sour cream because it's probably refried.
No. Like they don't have it. They have a refried bean and then they have a black bean.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's probably the black bean is definitely healthier than the meat.
Meat is protein and you need that.
So is bean. Bean is protein.
Oh, bean protein. Yeah. Okay. I see.
That's how like vegans get their protein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
They have like a cantina menu, essentially. That's like their healthier stuff.
Okay.
Now, what about you?
My go-to fast food for a while. I think it was probably Five Guys. But again, there's like this argument that Five Guys isn't fast food because it's a little bit pricier, right?
Fast food is getting pricey though.
Yeah.
Like it's getting pretty pricey.
That's why I was really surprised that we had like all that at the sit-down restaurant, at the Buffalo Wild Wings, because it was a sit-down restaurant and we had all this food, but it was off the like special menu. It was off the lunch menu. But I was surprised because I feel like you can go to McDonald's and maybe get like a large fry, large drink, everything, and it'll probably cost a little bit more. Sure, you won't have to do the tipping, which is a thing that we do in the United States. But still, I feel like it's a pretty big difference.
I don't think McDonald's has like a dollar menu anymore.
No, I think most of the dollar menu stuff ends up being much, much pricier.
Yeah. So like a lot of like fast food places, like the quote unquote cheap places have become like,
yeah,
not so affordable as they used to be.
Well, I hate to say it, girly, inflation.
Oh, I didn't know you were into that.
I have never heard you make a joke like that. I love it. Who are you, Freak Fantôme? You've been getting
been this way.
But like lately you've been getting freakier and freakier.
No, I think I'm still the same.
I think you're going through puberty.
No.
Maybe you're going to grow a few inches.
Yeah.
You want to? I thought you liked being small and cute.
No, I hate being small. When I used to watch so much America's Next Top Model. And I
smile with your eyes.
Smile. Yeah. But I wanted to be tall. I wanted to be tall and like so badly.
And beautiful.
I wanted to,
and Eastern European.
No.
For anybody wondering, the joke, I'm, you know, my flesh woman is Eastern European, so that I'm basically just describing myself.
Yeah. But, you know.
Is this why you love me so much? Because I basically am your dream woman?
No. You're far from it. Oh. I want to be like, there was like some TikTok rabbit hole I kind of got into.
What else is new? I like it.
I don't remember what the cosplayer's name was, but it's like, it's a girl and she cosplays like, you know, characters like Gojo and like Genshin Impact. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's just so handsome.
Oh, there's like a Ukrainian woman in China that does it. And she's like 6'2" and she's very popular. Not her. Well,
she,
right?
It was Asian. Asian. So yeah. But like, oh my God, she was just so cool. And I was like, oh, like the girlies would like, she did like a meeting with all the girls.
Yeah.
And like freaking out. And I'm just like, I want to be tall and like cosplay Gojo. From
you want the women to fall in love with you. I see.
But it's like, I don't know, but I also always just wanted to do modeling. And I was like, so I would, cause just because I watched so much America's Next Top Model, which I now know is like,
oof.
But, you know, at the time,
yeah,
I was
we didn't
like,
know.
Wow, I want to be a model. This looks so awesome. Mm. And I could never recognize that dream.
Aw, I'm sorry. I'll stop making fun of you for being small. I did it today before we started the pod, everyone.
And you did it on the pod, everyone.
Whoa. When did I do it on the pod today?
Just now. You were like, oh, you're so small.
Oh, grow a few inches. Well, that's not making fun of you. That's just saying like you can grow if you wanted to.
You were saying that I have not gone through puberty yet.
Yeah,
and that's
okay,
why
you're right.
So small.
You know what? No, you're right. Maybe I did make fun of you. Yeah. No, you're right. Sorry, I was misread. You know what? Forgive and forget.
Who is forgiving?
You, and you're also. I am forgetting. You're forgiving.
I have done nothing of the sort. I hold a grudge.
I know. I'm actually pretty proud of myself. I've started holding grudges.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, against what?
People, places, things who have hurt me. What else do you hold a grudge against?
People, places? Yeah. I think that's like, the trifecta.
Yeah, well, what would you hold a grudge against? If not people, places, and things that have hurt you?
Mm. But what else could there be that literally sums up everything?
That's the definition, right? People, places, and things that can hurt, that have hurt
you.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry. I think
my enemies.
I think when you first said that.
On the battlefield of war.
When you first said that, I just was really tired.
Oh, don't worry about it, love.
Starting to disassociate.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I got some questions coming up for you.
Okay.
No, I feel like I wonder if it's. It's good. I like it. I like the extra passion in my life. I feel like I spent a lot of my life being a people pleaser. So, okay. Is it good? Is it not good? Because I am a force of nature, as you know. So me having like, you know, a lot more energy behind everything I do, kind of also bad because I'm a lot to handle. But you know what? It's nice that I'm no longer using that energy to be a people pleaser. Now I'm pleasing myself, much to the detriment of everyone around me.
I think if you were to go to any therapist and say, hi, therapist, you know what I started doing to improve my self-esteem in my life? Started holding grudges. I think they would say, this is an extremely unhealthy coping mechanism. I think they would say, maybe you should rethink that.
What do you know what's good for me? It's my opinion.
It's my opinion.
Okay. Well, the way that it was described to me by my therapist is that I'm currently going through like a rebalancing phase, sort of, where I went from one extreme and now I'm dipping into the other extreme. And I should, in theory, theoretically, at some point, balance back out in the middle.
Okay.
So it's coming.
Eventually. Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening now. Is like, I basically, the pendulum swung the other way where I went from like extreme people pleasing to now like my selfish
extreme
era.
Extreme people displeasing.
Yeah. Just displease people.
Okay,
extremely.
But you know, I think it's the issue is the living in extremes.
When have I ever struck you as a person that lives in extremes?
You are an extreme person, yeah. Extreme cockroaching.
Okay, why does that sound a little lewd? Or maybe I'm just like feeling like everything you do lately is, it's not, but it's like, I'm just not used to this part of Mint.
I have always been like this.
You have always been a little bit of a freak.
It's so funny because like, I think people that kind of just have a vague idea about me, mm-hmm. and then like see a clip or something of me saying something kind of out there, mm-hmm. they'll be like, wow, I always thought Mint was so say-so. And I'm like, I literally, before I even graduated, mm-hmm. I did a whole conversation about all the Edogay that I owned.
True,
and I've always been very
you have
open
been. Yeah, yeah,
about
yeah, yeah.
how much doujinshi I have and true. How much doujinshi I buy and everything true. Like that. But people still get this in their brain. They're just like, he's just true. A little baby.
I think it's the cute voice and like your cute demeanor in general that kind of does that. But also in my defense, sometimes I have just like had, you know, what I think are kind of funny feminine reactions and you'd be like, ew, Matara. Like I think at one point we were walking down the street in Montreal and there was like a shirtless man in front of us walking and he was pretty fit. And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. You have answered my prayers. And you're like, Matara.
I don't know, because I think when you do it, it just feels like my aunt or something. Uh-huh, like,
uh-huh. Oh, so you are not letting me exist in my natural feminine sexual energy. I'm so sorry, by the way. Where's this podcast go?
I don't want to be involved in that. I don't think of myself as like a prude, but I told this story on stream the mm-hmm. other day about how like I was going up the escalator at a department store in Japan. There was a couple in front of me and the guy was like basically dribbling the girl's ass like a basketball. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, I'm not really a prude, but I'm also just like, I think PDA just like horribly something. I don't know. It just,
I get you.
I'm like, keep it in the bedroom. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't know.
Question though. if the girl was doing that to the guy, would you feel the same way? Because I feel like I've seen a lot of girls do that to men in public and nobody really minds.
Yes, I would mind.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I mean, like, you know, go be freaky somewhere else. I'd be like, I was literally like one step below them on the escalator, and this guy's like boing 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 on her butt, and I'm like, I can see everything, please. Oh my god. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think I'm a prude. I don't know. Is it prudish of me?
I think it's a little prudish of you. Okay, everybody, cast your votes. I think you are being a little prudish here.
Okay, but like also when we were like walking down the streets in Montreal and we would pass some of the clubs and there would just be people making out in front of the clubs, and I'm like, go somewhere else to do that.
That's different though, because it's like Friday night and they're drinking. That's their safe space to kiss on the streets
on
in the front
streets?
Of all of us. Yeah.
That's not really a safe, yeah, okay, the safest place. But also, why do you think I'm a prude for being like, hey, don't fondle someone's ass in public?
Because from what you're describing, he wasn't sexually fondling it. He wasn't like, oh yeah, baby, let me. It was like, your butt is like ball.
No. He was grabbing all over her and he was like,
I thought from the way you were describing it, he was like, your butt is a ball.
Sorry.
Your butt is ball. So, and I like ball.
No, sorry. I guess dribbling seems a little more.
Yeah. Like I thought it was very like boing, 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 boing. Okay, that's different. Yes, if they are having, you know, severe consensual touching, it's like go touch yourself consensually at home. I get that. That is different.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But if it's just like tee-hee, ball, butt is ball, I think that's cute.
Even if it's like a guy, like, so do you think either gender could do that? Like if it's just like a tee-hee thing?
Absolutely.
But
I think like women can do it to other women. I haven't really seen many men do it to other men, but absolutely. Yeah. Yeah,
Metal
I think so.
Gear.
If it's a tee-hee, yeah, right? If it's a tee-hee thing, like, of course Metal Gear has done everything. God bless Metal Gear. I also think you're a prude because you... Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with being a prude, just so we're clear, everybody. Like, live your best life. I'm just, you know, we're having a conversation with one of my closest friends that I'm calling out. Because you didn't even realize Kojimbo was freaky like that.
Okay, we're not having this. Oh, didn't you have questions? What are we doing? This episode is already an hour in and we haven't even gotten to the substance.
Oh, the substance. Substance is a big word for today. Substance is a big word.
What do you have planned for today?
Not much. I have a few things planned.
Oh, okay.
I would like to ask you a serious question.
You didn't even eat your hot chip.
Not yet. There's still time. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Would you ever want to voice act in a video game or anime?
Yeah.
Go on.
What do you mean? Recently I was thinking, I was like, I wonder, like, I actually have been seriously like considering trying to pursue some sort of form of voice acting, and I was like, I wonder if I should start putting together like a demo reel.
Absolutely. If you are seriously thinking of pursuing it, I would do something like that. Yeah. And I would just like approach next time, let's say you're getting a sponsor or anything like that, you can always just be like, hey, just so you know, I also would be interested in voice acting in this game. I definitely think that's something. The reason I'm asking is because I think your voice would be really great for a lot of that stuff. And do you want to kind of play yourself, or would you want to have a...
No, I would want to do a character.
Oh, see, this is where I'm completely the opposite. I would love to voice act something in a game, but like be entirely one dimensional. Just like, this is me. Hello. Hi, honey. That's
Wait,
it.
So you want to be like...
I want to be me, my voice, my mannerisms in a thing. Yeah.
So say like, you know, a video, like a gacha game sponsored you.
Yeah.
You want to be Matara Khan in the game.
No. I could have a character in the game. But
you just want to be the same character over and over again. You don't want to act. You just want to talk.
I just want to talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because I think like voice acting, a lot of people think voice acting is just talking. It's not. It's actually a really big art and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stuff that I am not qualified for. And I do not have the time to give to that to become better and improve. So I'll do it, but just know that I can only really be myself and act as myself. But I'll do it.
Like, I mean, as long as you're open about that, as long as they don't mind.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where the whole like being very full disclosure comes in, right? Where it's like, hey, I just feel that I cannot learn to voice act. I cannot be a dramatically amazing voice actor. I think for it to sound good, it just has to be kind of close to a lot of my own cadence and a lot of my own stuff.
I mean, I guess you would be typecast in that way, but yeah. It's also, I mean, so like, I think the way you're describing it, or at least described it to me, is a little different because, you know, you rather, sorry, I cannot form sentences today.
You're doing great, oh my sweetie. God.
Like, it's like, you want to be typecast rather.
Yes.
That's what you want to be like, yes. Okay, you know, because you will be given the lines and you would read them, but... And like you would act them out.
I would read them as me.
Like you would read them in a way that's like, you know, fits how you normally sound.
Yeah, it would fit how I normally sound. And like, obviously when it comes to typecasting, right? Like nobody's really gonna, okay. So my typecasting, vocally, it's like the villain, like the matriarch villain. That is me vocally. I am not Snow White. I am her evil stepmother. Or Ursula, frankly. So as long as I'm within that realm, right? As long as I'm within that realm, I could make it a little bit kinder. I can make it a little bit meaner. I can make it a little bit sweeter. But I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, I'm Snow White and I am the heroine of this story. That's just not me. Mm-hmm. And nobody would believe it.
That's up to you. I mean, you know.
You know what? Until the end of this podcast, I will be the heroine of this podcast. And just, isn't this nice and refreshing? These are my acting chops, Mint.
I think I'm having a fever dream.
Isn't this? Sorry, I can't laugh like, I'm like, you're so silly, Mint.
Have you ever heard like how the, like, you know, the girls that are Disney princesses for like birthday parties and stuff.
Oh like, yes, I have heard of those.
It's so crazy. Like,
so crazy.
I was watching one. Stop interrupting me. Just because you're the f-ing heroine doesn't mean you get to enter my story.
I just cackled like a hyena. Not very demure. Not very Disney princess.
Yeah, it's not very Disney princess of you to interrupt people, Batarakon.
Okay, sorry. Where are my gummy worms?
Oh, God.
Go on, I'm listening.
No.
The Disney princess is at the parties.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, shoot.
Have you ever heard of the Disney princesses at the parties? Vocally, maybe. What did they do?
I was watching one the other day of like how she plays Belle. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, like Disney, like in the movie, she like kind of has this like interesting way of talking and like, but she was like dissecting Belle's voice. So she's like, Belle's voice is like a little nasally. And then also, oh gosh, the way she described it, but like, and melodic and stuff. And she's just like, so you kind of have to talk like this. Well, I did. Oh, wow. I f***ed that up really bad. But like, it was just so interesting. Like people that can kind of, you know, do impressions and stuff too. Of like
the how do people crazy?
Like how people can dissect a person's voice for like imitation is just so crazy to me. Like, oh, I don't know why I went off on that.
I'm thinking, but. So yesterday I had a collab with Vine Sauce, Vinny from Vine Sauce. And he's just so on point with his impressions. He did a few voices and it's like they're all so different but so instantly recognizable. Like he did an impression of Goofy and it was really, really good.
That's Goofy. Like,
okay, you do Goofy then.
Oh, gosh. Mickey?
Okay, yeah. You can do Goofy the same way I can do a British accent then. We're on the same level of skill.
You didn't think my Goofy was good?
No.
What? I bet everybody in the like listening right now is like, whoa, when did Goofy get on the podcast?
Yeah, if they want to lie to you, maybe your chat needs to stop lying to you. Your Goofy impression is not great.
No, they always said it was good.
Well, I always thought my British accent was good.
My British accent is good.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Keep
Please,
going.
Sir. Can I have some more?
You're so bad. You're like at the same level as me, maybe a slightly
not
higher.
Me, not Hermione. You.
I love how we're so delusional. We were like, yeah, my British accent is great. No way, mine is great. And that's also my go-to line. Those two lines.
Those two lines.
Yeah, yeah. Please, sir, can I have some more? And yeah,
mine was way better than that. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Barely. Okay. You and I are like a step away from each other versus like Vinny's British accent was on point.
Actually, no. Vinny's accent was the worst. I think we're good and he's bad. I've never even heard his British accent. And
he's kind of popular on the internet. So don't like say these things out loud because then his audience might like come for you and I.
Oh, like actually?
Oh, no. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
But just for the sake of like this conversation. Yeah. Like we gotta be nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Vinny's
nice
old.
Accent, I guess.
Vinny's old and he doesn't know how to cook.
I don't know that guy, so. Well, I watch his videos sometimes.
Oh my God, yesterday. Okay, wait 1 second. I have to finish this jelly worm.
Why are you still eating, please?
Because they're delicious. Yesterday?
I told you about my misophonia and you keep going.
In my defense, you told me about your misophonia just now and I thought, okay, this is going
to... I don't even know if that's the correct word.
This is going to call me out as like a fake friend. You've never told me about this ever. And you said it now, but you said it like jokingly while you were like, oh my God, you're eating again. Oh, well, misophonia. So I thought you were joking. I'm so sorry.
It's not even phonia. It's phonia.
I am so sorry.
It wrong.
I genuinely thought you were like joking about it because you said it after you were like, stop eating. You know, so I thought you were like,
oh no,
also joking.
No. Like genuinely when I would like eat with my family, I would have to like leave the table because my mom would chew too loud. Or like,
because like, I feel like we go for food quite often.
Yeah, but most of the time I don't hear it.
Oh, now it's because of the microphone.
Yeah, I hear it. You're just like, this is you. You're like, hold on, let me get another worm.
I feel so attacked. That's not very nice of you.
How do you think I feel?
That's not very nice of you, my love. How could you say that? My feelings.
Your feelings.
My feelings are going to get so hurt. Wait, I don't think that was a Disney princess voice.
Oh, you're still on the... I was like, why are you talking like that?
Why are you the way that you are? But no, it's fine. Like I said, it's... We can sometimes oh wait, sorry. That counts as a mouth. Oh my God. I do so many mouth sounds though, Mint. How am I just finding this out like 22 episodes into the podcast?
I've always been like this.
I make so many mouth sounds. How do you tolerate me?
I don't tolerate you.
Now I'm like insecure when I'm talking now. I'm like, how long has this been going on?
Well, like I said, I've always just, you know, I'll like ignore it or
You gotta start people displeasing.
Is this the moral of the story? This is the episode, is people displeasing?
Rules. Like the tunnel snakes.
How do I people displease?
You're doing it already. I'm kidding. Sorry. Huh? You people okay, so if people pleasing is you sucking up what you need to say in order to keep the peace, you people displeasing is you not keeping the peace. So you being like, hey, I got trypophobia. That wasn't
misophonia.
I got misophonia. Shut the fuck up. Stop eating your worms. You disgust me. Your mother. This is why your mother never loved you, Matara. You like once you start doing these kind of things, that's when you people displease.
I think you've
I think you're doing great at people displeasing. Okay. I think you're halfway there.
I think I can't form thoughts anymore. I'm going to be genuinely honest. Oh my God. It's only 1 a.m. for me and I am not okay.
I think you were singing. That's also why. I am shocked that you could
I'm like genuinely
singing.
Unable to form thoughts right now. Right. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Like, how about this? We have a little early cutoff today, everybody, because Mint is working really hard while she's in Japan for the concert, and today she was singing and then we can keep some of the other stuff if you want for the Patreon episode. Keep some of the other stuff. I mean, like, I had a little would you rather thing that we could have maybe played, but we can also do it next time. It's not at all.
Yeah, I think we can do the would you rather next episode.
Yeah,
I think that'd
that
be
sounds
fun.
Good. I love okay. you. Please don't work so hard.
I'm sorry, guys. I feel really bad. Like, but I actually just am like struggling to listen and form sentences.
It's okay, Angel.
That is the podcast, is listening and forming sentences. And I'm just like staring out the window, like eyes hard open.
My angel, I hope you have such a good sleep. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I know this episode
Thank
was a little
you.
All over, but it was a really fun one.
It was. Yeah, I did have fun. I'm so sorry,
it's
everybody.
Okay. And
you,
I will be more mindful
thank you, thank
of
you.
Eating on the microphone with you, my angel.
You can have your own episode all about eating on the microphone. Wait, do you want to try a hot chip before you go?
Oh, yeah, let me try the talkies. You, after telling me you don't want me to eat on... All right, I'm going to try the talkies.
Okay.
The blue talkie. Okay, you said you don't
talkies.
Like the talkies. Why?
I just don't like them. They have like a very strong flavor.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
I can't tell if this is good O or bad O.
I can't tell either.
Then they will stain your mouth. Be warned.
I feel like my senses are assaulted.
Right.
But it's good, but then like... Okay.
There's too much.
I feel like if I ate these a lot, I wouldn't be able to taste anything else. I feel like it's so overwhelming.
Maybe it's a good way to burn your taste buds off so that you can grow new ones.
Is that how taste buds work?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like some people... eat certain spicy foods to burn off their taste buds, and then when they grow back, like, some foods taste better. Isn't that how that works?
Oh my God, they're good. These are really good. Okay. They're also not that spicy. Are they supposed to be spicy? Because they're not spicy.
Yeah, they're supposed to be spicy.
It says blue heat extreme. No.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a gradual heat that builds up, but they're not spicy.
Oh. Okay. Well...
I'm just built different.
Just built different.
Yeah. I'm built worse. Spicier.
Why do we have the same thought at the same time?
Because we're lovers.
No, I think that's actually the good place to end it. I already said thanks, patrons. I don't know if actually they...
We'll say it again.
...put in the patrons. Thank you!
Thank you, patrons! These
patrons.
Are so good, Mint. What the hell? I
thank
get it
you,
now.
Thank you.
Any talkies enjoyers in the stream? I get it now. I didn't get it, but I get it now. Like, you cannot stop eating them. They're so addictive.
Hot Cheetos and talkies. Hot Cheetos and talkies. I can't get enough of these hot Cheetos and talkies.
I love eating hot chip and lying.
Like you said, they weren't even hot.
Well, they're still a hot chip, but no, they're seriously not spicy though. Oh my God. My nail and my finger are all blue.
Are blue?
Oh no.
Yep. Your mouth is going to be blue.
Oh no. Mint. Bye, yeah. Everybody. Thank you, patrons. We love you. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I guess today, could we please have, oh, okay. I get it. The heat takes a little while to start.
Okay.
But it's a good manageable
heat. Still going
heat.
On. We're trying to end the episode. I know, and
but we need to think of a word for the day.
Heat. The heat. I'm getting blasted in the terrible Japanese summer heat, and Matara's mouth is getting blasted by the Taki heat.
I don't like how you phrase that, but anyway, hugs. Have a great summer. Bye bye. Love you all.
Bye bye.
Hugs and hugs.
Bye
bye, everybody. We love you.